As of last week, 78,000 households have applied for State of Wisconsin's Heating Assistance Program. That's 10% more than at mid-December last year. The Department of Administration, which oversees the program, says it worked hard to get the word out about the help this summer and fall, and therefore more people likely know they can take advantage of it. Administration spokesman Scott Larrabee also says everyone this year has had high fuel prices on their minds.
There's a lot of talk out there about energy costs. They're going to affect everyone, and particularly those folks that are low and fixed income. Folks who receive energy assistance benefits from us, 70% of them are heating their homes with natural gas, and natural gas is expected to go up in price 50% this year. So those folks are certainly going to feel a pinch, and that may very well be driving a lot of them to get in and get their applications in.
In order to be eligible, applicants' family incomes must be at or below 150% of the federal poverty line. The money is a one-time lump sum benefit each winter. Larrabee says the state is trying to get more money from Washington to pay for the program. With federal help stagnant and energy costs going up, Larrabee notes the program's buying power is going down. He says Wisconsin added $16 million to the program this year, with utility companies chipping in some money as well. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.